In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Thad Lively, USMEF Senior Vice President for Trade Access, has more details on the announcement that China has lifted its import ban on U.S. beef.
What was announced by the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture and the quarantine service there is that the ban that went into effect in December 2003 has now been conditionally lifted. Before we can ship to China, the first step is lifting the ban. The second step is negotiating the import conditions. China has taken that first step. So if we're understanding this correctly, that's obviously an important step in the direction of restarting exports to China, but we still have a long way to go.
Getting U.S. beef back into China is a long process, and Lively says a tremendous team effort is required.
The big hurdle for the Ministry of Agriculture to drop its import ban was for China to be convinced that we had an effective means of tracing back to the birth premise for any of the meat that we export to China. This is not something that we have in place in terms of mandatory animal ID, but we certainly are able to provide that level of assurance to the Chinese. And so the industry came together and agreed that it would be possible to put together a system that would allow us to meet China's requirements. There's been a huge commitment on the part of the industry and this current administration to find solutions to the problems that have kept us out of the Chinese market. So it's been a good collaboration between the industry and USDA, and I'm sure that'll continue as we go into this next phase of the process.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.